It's hard to describe Post Malone as anything other than a rock star. The 28-year-old is one of the most streamed artists ever, and he's lived like it. Jewelry, face tattoos, and his ever-present cans of Bud Light. But if you listen to Post Malone's new album, it sounds like that rock star lifestyle is losing its luster.
Is killing my buzz, that's why they call it morning. Thought I was strong enough, threw my bottle at the sky, said, God, that's a warning.
It's titled Austin, after his real name, Austin Post. I asked him why he chose that.
This is a record done by me. And so we just, and also we couldn't think of another name. So
come on, don't tell me that's the ultimate reason. I just couldn't think of anything else.
Well, we had a lot of options, but.
What were the other options?
Don't eat the chicken nuggets. There's plastic in it. But see, that's like way too long.
Well, that's just good advice. I mean,
what? I can't stop eating them. That's the problem.
But a simple explanation belies an album that is intensely personal. He opens up right from the very first song, which is titled, I Don't Understand.
I don't understand why you like me so much, cause I don't like myself. I don't understand why you like me so much, wish I was someone else.
To be fair, I have a lot of self-confidence issues, and I always question things, and now I have a tendency to second-guess myself. And I know I shouldn't. My dad told me when I was a kid, he said, not everybody's gonna like you. And that stuck with me, and I'm like, you know what? That's damn true, you know, but I do the best for the people that do.
You know, it's so funny because I think dads tend to say that more than moms. My mom says, everyone loves you.
Right.
My dad's like, maybe people don't like you so much.
That's all right.
These days, Post has someone to share his own wise sayings with. Last year, he and his partner welcomed a baby girl into their lives, which, as most parents will tell you, changes everything.
She is about 14 months now. And she just started, like, running around and walking. And I used to not really care about a lot of stuff, but that really turns it around super quick, man. I don't leave the house anymore. I don't really want to do anything. I want to hang out with the baby. And going on tour is really hard because she did 10 steps the other day.
Ooh.
And her mom sent me a video. And I was like, oh, I really, really, really wish that I could have seen that.
That's a kick to the groin, man, when you're
dude.
Not there for those moments.
Yeah,
man,
dude. It's hard, man. But it's nice because I get to FaceTime her every day, and sometimes she'll come and see me on tour. And we got little headphones for her, so she goes and rocks out, and it's pretty cool. She does, like, this kind of, like, shoulder dance. I don't know. Is there a camera in here?
I can't see you, yeah.
Oh, there's no camera.
I'll imagine what you're doing.
Well, I'm doing, like, a little shoulder dance.
I can see it.
It's nice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very rhythmic.
So she does that, and she gets so excited, and it's so beautiful. And that makes me, like, the proudest man in the world, you know. And for the longest time, we had a hard time. We as in me. I don't know why I'm doing that, but we had a hard time where we lost a lot of focus and just were super sad and super down in the dumps. And this baby really is the most amazing thing to happen to me in a long time.
How did it make you want to change how you lived your life?
I used to drink a whole lot.
2 a.m. They ran out of lemonade, so I shot that vodka straight anyway. She came in missing bottle off the shelf. I can't drink this by myself. With me, babe. Then I started laughing like it was funny, but it really ain't funny.
What I got out of Enough is Enough is that you're remembering who you were, what you were, and how you may have come off to people when you were drinking. And, like, you hate yourself for it.
Very much so. And it's like you wake up and you're like, what the hell happened? I need to do something, but what do I do? And it's super hard whenever you're just kind of in this loop of doing it. And Whenever I moved to LA and got super lucky and released White Iverson, everything went crazy overnight. The adjustment was massive.
Is what's in this song something that really happened?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Close to it?
Well, it has to do a lot with the baby, because even while the baby was like baking, you know, getting ready to become a outside of the body human, I had a lot I needed to fix. And I was like, you know what? Like, what is actually happening and why am I this way? And I need to fix it. And that was the best decision I've ever made. Take me home.
You described yourself at certain points like not feeling like Austin. Now with this album, are you back to being Austin?
I think so. I'm in the best spot that I have been in 10 years, if not my whole entire life. I spent so long looking for a purpose, like, what do I want to do? Like, we could make all the hit songs we want. What is, at the end of my life, going to bring me satisfaction with what I did? And I think the goal of every person is to be as happy as a kid and eat those chicken nuggets. You know what I'm talking about? At the end of the day, my goal is to just be happy and be able to run around with my daughter and just say, hey, we don't have to worry, and I love you so much.
That's Post Malone. His new album is called Austin. Thanks a lot.
I'm honored, friend. Thank you so very much, man. Oxytocin.
Post Malone came by NPR to perform a Tiny Desk concert. Look for that at NPR Music in the coming days.